It's no secret that any type of tobacco use is not healthy. But for most people, it's hard to quit. That's because most of them started the habit as teenagers, and because tobacco contains nicotine.
Nicotine is a highly addictive, very powerful drug.
Dr. Kimberly Horn says teens are likely to use more than one form of tobacco. It could be cigarettes, small cigars, or smokeless tobacco. And teens who smoke are likely to use electronic cigarettes, which also deliver nicotine.
The more nicotine that I get, the more addicted I am, the more difficult it is for me to quit.
There is no one technique for quitting that works for everyone. Some turn to e-cigarettes for help. Cece is hoping electronic cigarettes can help her kick the habit.
After many years of smoking, I really don't like the smell of smoke. I don't like the mess of cigarette butts. I don't like the taste that it leaves in my mouth. And I don't like the fact that other people are going to be bothered by the tobacco smoke.
Studies show electronic devices can work for some people, but not for others. Behavioral therapy and medicine, gum and patches that reduce nicotine cravings might help. Dr. Nancy Rigotti and other researchers designed a simple program to help smokers quit while they were in the hospital and stay smoke-free after they were discharged. Patients were given a nicotine patch or medication and counseling in the hospital with follow-up support after they left.
We know that medication works and that counseling works, but they both together work much better than either one alone.
70% of smokers in that program were still smoke-free 6 months after leaving the hospital. The U.S. government and private organizations have been running anti-smoking campaigns since 1964. A study from the Yale School of Public Health found that those who quit during this time period had a 30% improvement in life expectancy. Dr. Theodore Holford is one of the co-authors. He and others who study tobacco use have this advice.
Someone who's considering smoking should not consider it ever.
Both studies were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.